It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Marion Haynes. Marion is the Comcast External Affairs Vice President. Hey there, Marion. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we're here today. We want to talk about a new Comcast program called RISE. Tell me about Comcast RISE.
So RISE stands for Representation, Investment, Strength, and Empowerment. It's a program that was created in November 2020 to help small businesses that were really having a hard time during the pandemic. So it's helped thousands of small businesses across the country and hundreds here in the Portland area since that time. And we now have sort of a new and improved program that's rolling out here in Portland. It's one of only 5 cities across the United States where we're initiating this program.
Well, lucky for Portland, we're one of 5 cities.
Yes. How? Yes, it is. It's very exciting.
How come just 5 cities across the U.S.?
Well, with this package that's going to be rolling out, there are a number of benefits that are pulled into one group of benefits, a more robust package that businesses can receive. So it includes a $5,000 grant, a technology makeover, business consultation services, education resources, creative production, media schedules. So it's a very robust package of benefits that we're trying out in a few select communities this time.
And you say this initially started in November of 2020. So you've done it for a couple of years. How were the first 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
How did the first 2 years
go? They were terrific. They were terrific. We did a number of technology makeovers and media consulting for small businesses here in the Portland area, but this is the first time in Portland that it will include this monetary grant as part of the package.
If somebody listening right now is a small business, how do they get more information and apply for this?
So they can go to ComcastRISE.com. Businesses that have 100 or fewer employees located within Multnomah County will be eligible, and they can apply through June 30th.
What is the objective of Comcast RISE?
The objective is really to support the small businesses and the communities we serve. We have a strong commitment to being there for the communities that we have a footprint in. And so, the goal is really to help support, empower small businesses. We know how important that is to the fabric of the community. And, initially as a technology company with the pandemic, it seemed like a really good fit, but I think the results have been so terrific across the country that we're just continuing on with this program, even with the pandemic largely over, because we know that there's still obstacles, there's still challenges for small businesses, and we want to be able to support, help them prosper and thrive.
Yeah, the pandemic certainly took its toll on the health of human beings and on the health of businesses around our area and around the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a really tough time. And we know that in particular, a lot of women-owned businesses and diverse businesses really struggled. And so as part of the equity initiative that we have at Comcast, we felt it was really important, and we had the ability to step up and do everything we could try to do to help and support these folks.
Is this program only open to businesses owned by people of color or women?
At this point, it's open to any small business. We do still have some focus on that because we know those businesses are struggling the most. So we're trying to really help put resources where they're most needed. But any small business with 100 or fewer employees can't apply.
We're talking today with Marion Haynes, Comcast External Affairs Vice President, and we're talking about Comcast Rise. Now, this is a part of a bigger initiative put on by Comcast, isn't it?
It is. It's part of Project Up, which is a comprehensive $1 billion commitment to reach tens of millions of people, help advance digital equity, and build a future of unlimited possibilities. It's a Project Up encompasses the programs and community partnerships across Comcast and NBC Universal and Sky that connect people to the internet, advance economic mobility, and really try to open the doors for the next generation of innovators and entrepreneurs.
And the time to apply for Comcast Rise is right now, is that correct?
It is. The application will be open through the end of June. 100 businesses will be selected for this award, and those should be announced in August.
Is that 100 businesses here in Portland?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So you're working in 5 different cities across the U.S., so that's 500 recipients.
It is in total across the country. It will be, it's a very exciting program. And as I said, this combination of all of these benefits is what's new for this program. And so we're thrilled about it. When you bundle all of those things together, it's about a $40,000 cash and in-kind award for those recipients who are chosen to be a part of this program.
That's a big commitment from Comcast. Why are you guys doing this?
Well, as I said, supporting the communities that we serve is just, it's part of the ethos at Comcast. We believe very strongly that we are connected. Not only do our employees live, work, and play, but we're a part of the fabric of the communities where we serve. And so we have the ability and think it's part of our social responsibility to help support those communities and live our values.
If somebody listening wants to apply for one of these grants or find out if they're eligible, where do they do that and who is eligible to apply?
So small businesses with 100 or fewer employees within Multnomah County are eligible. There is additional eligibility criteria that can be found at www.comcastrise.com. With additional information about the program, access to the application. And so that's really the hub for where any small business who is interested in learning more and applying should go, comcastrise.com.
Are there organizations that are not eligible to apply?
Nonprofit organizations are not eligible. For instance, this really is focused on small businesses. So there is a list on the website that goes into a little bit more detail, but that's one example of a business that wouldn't be eligible.
Okay.
Or an organization that wouldn't be eligible.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit more about a little more detail about what the grant packages include?
Yeah. So the grant There's a monetary grant, which is $5,000 to invest in growth and sustainability. And we're really hoping that this program will help businesses not just get through as they were doing before when we initiated it, but to really grow their businesses. In addition to that, there's consultation services, so an assessment of the business and tactical planning, coaching, mentorship, things of that nature. Education resources are included, tailored to individual companies based on where they are in their business cycle. There is creative production in media, so a turnkey production of a 30-second TV commercial plus a media strategy and a 180-day media placement schedule, which I think is a really exciting part of it, and then a technology makeover. So computer equipment and internet, voice, and cybersecurity services for 12 months.
Does a business have to be a current Comcast business customer to be eligible?
They do not. They do not. Any small business that meets the eligibility requirements may apply.
Excellent. So this is a part of a program that's a larger part of Comcast really digging into digital inequity, which became very apparent during the pandemic, right? Like we've really found out that
yes,
not all playing fields are equal when it comes to digital and internet access and even the equipment.
This is true. And Comcast has had a commitment to try to bridge the digital divide for many years, not just with small businesses, but residential customers. And so we know that there are those challenges out there. We've had a long-standing low-income program called Internet Essentials that's been in place for over 10 years now that has helped thousands of people get connected to the internet that may otherwise not be able to afford it. We're also doing a lot of work now on adoption issues, because even if there's an affordable program out there, for some folks, it still takes a little extra work to actually help them get connected. And so we are working a lot on the adoption piece right now through things like digital navigators and things of that nature. So Comcast Rise is sort of a small business analog to all the work that we do in the digital equity space.
Can you talk a little bit about Comcast Essentials? I know I've spoken to somebody from Comcast in the past about Comcast Essentials, and it's a really great program.
It is. It is. It offers broadband speed internet connections to eligible households. Most folks that are eligible for any number of federal social safety net programs are also eligible for Internet Essentials. It's $9.95 a month. So it's a very affordable option, and there are digital training skills online that are available to people, as well as a lower cost subsidized computer that they can also get through the program.
Excellent. Yeah, a really great program. We're talking today with Marion Haynes, Comcast External Affairs Vice President. Marion, this Comcast Rise program, this is the third year you're going to be doing that. Is that correct?
Correct.
So, in 2021 and 2022, do you have a success story you can share with us about how this Comcast Rise really helped out a business?
Well, we have a previous recipient who has a doggy daycare business in Beaverton, who I was recently speaking with, and the technology makeover, she said, had just done wonders for her business, that she didn't have to worry about technology, and she just said it warmed her heart, and it just was really helpful in helping her get through the pandemic and continue to grow her business.
That's really great. And that's truly a small business, because she's probably the only employee, right?
I believe she does have some employees. That's part of, she was able to expand a little bit. And this program helps with that. And as I said, now that we're coming out of the pandemic, the focus is no longer just on helping small businesses get through, but to help them thrive and grow. And so, again, that's why this bundle of benefits that recipients will receive, we think, will really help small businesses take that next step, continue to grow their businesses, be able to hire more people locally. And we're just thrilled to be able to be a part of that support system. You know, all these things really are integrated together. Nobody can do this alone. And so we're just trying to do our part.
It's all about community.
It is. It is. And really, Comcast has always had a core value of supporting the communities we serve. We think that that's part of our social responsibility to be there. We care about our communities. Our employees are a part of these communities. They shop at the local businesses. They are integrated into that. And so it's important to us to really do our part and play our role and help be part of that support system that we all need.
Let's talk a little bit more about the eligibility requirements and how to apply for Comcast Rise.
So people can apply at www.comcastrise.com. The application window is open through the end of June 30th. And there are eligibility requirements and criteria that can be found on that website. But at a high level, businesses with 100 or fewer employees that are located in Multnomah County are eligible to apply for the program.
What's the selection process like?
We have a third-party independent organization that does the assessment for Comcast. So this is not us picking and choosing. This is a reputable outside organization that vets all of the applications as they come in.
Excellent. Now, how are the applications judged? How do you decide who gets to go on to be a finalist?
Well, we are looking for small businesses that are focused on growth, that have been in business for, you know, 3 years and looking to take that next step. You know, we look to see if that business is you know, really part of trying to strengthen the local community. So one of the things we ask is what role they play in their community and becoming part of that local fabric. And so that is one of the things that we do take into account.
How is this program committed to diversity and inclusion? We hear so much about that lately, and it sounds like this really is one of the cornerstones of this program.
It is. It is. When the program was first created, it was focused on BIPOC small businesses, then expanded to include women-owned small businesses, and now it is open to all small businesses. But we continue to focus, you know, very much on working with community partners to make sure diverse and women-owned small businesses are aware of this program and encouraged to apply. We know that there was studies done during the pandemic that Black-owned small businesses and women-owned small businesses were struggling more than others. And so we really strive to get the resources to those small businesses that need them most and have historically had a more challenging go at growing, thriving, and being successful.
The applications, you can submit your application now through the end of June. And you, Comcast has chosen five different cities across the United States. Tell me again why Portland was chosen.
Well, in looking at, you know, demographics and some other criteria of cities, you know, Portland is a very strong small business community. We have terrific small businesses. And for that reason, it was a really good fit for this program as we looked across the country, deciding where to invest our resources.
Yeah, Portland, we do have a lot of small businesses, and we have the community that really likes to support small businesses. That's great.
I know I do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just besides Small Business Saturday that we have during the holiday season, it's kind of a thing year round here in Portland.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you go to any of the unique neighborhoods and main streets throughout the city, you know, they're just lined with really cool local small businesses, whether those are retailers or restaurants or what have you. I think that the small businesses that we have here in Portland are unique, really help make Portland what it is. As I said, I know I love patronizing all of those places. And so it's just really exciting to have this program Rise coming to Portland.
What does it mean to you to be kind of spearheading this process here in Portland? It sounds like right up your alley.
It is. It warms my heart. You know, I've worked with a lot of businesses over many years and in different roles in my lifetime. And so I know how hard it is to start a small business and to grow a small business. And so and I live right here in Portland. And so it is personal to me. I have friends that own small businesses. And so it's really thrilling and heartwarming to work for a company that makes this kind of investment and really cares about the communities that we serve.
And this program is going to be selecting 100 different small businesses here in Portland and Multnomah County specifically, correct?
Yes.
And the package, tell me again about what the package includes, because there's a lot of things in there that businesses can really benefit from.
There are. There's a monetary grant of $5,000. There's business consultation services, education resources, creative production and media. So helping to create an ad and then place the ad, which will run for 180 days, and then a technology makeover focused on computer equipment and internet voice and cybersecurity services for 12 months. So it is a robust package of benefits that I think many small businesses can really take advantage of.
Let's talk a little bit more about why Comcast is really taking this commitment to heart. Why are they doing this? Because it's part of a larger commitment from Comcast as well.
It is. We launched a program called Project Up. It's a comprehensive $1 billion commitment to reach tens of millions of people to help advance digital equity and build a future of unlimited possibilities. It is a program that encompasses Comcast, NBC Universal, and Sky to connect people to the internet, advance economic mobility, and open the doors for the next generation of innovators and entrepreneurs. And I should have mentioned that in taken as a whole, with both the monetary grant and the in-kind additional benefits and services, for those recipients who receive this award, it's about $40,000 of monetary and in-kind benefit.
That's very significant. What a wonderful thing. We've got about a minute.
It's really thrilling to be a part of.
Excellent. Yeah, we've got about a minute left, Marion. So why don't you just give us all the details we need to know and a small business needs to know on how to apply for this.
Absolutely. So the The program application is open through the end of June. So I encourage small businesses to go to ComcastRise.com right away. Check the eligibility requirements. You need to be a business of 100 or fewer employees within Multnomah County. But that website has all the information, and I just really encourage people to go check it out and apply for the grant.
Really great job that Comcast is doing. And I hope that I can do a follow-up interview with you after this program concludes and we can figure out which small businesses got what. That'd be exciting.
Absolutely. I think that would be terrific.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Mary. This has been fun.
Good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We've been talking today with Comcast External Affairs Vice President Marian Haynes.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.